Trump marks special birthday amid war and tarnished image. Trump faces a slipping image erosion as vendettas, extreme politics, and a war of endless battles erode his leadership. The article explains how his inner circle now prizes loyalty above all, and how that dynamic makes impulsive decisions more visible. It notes that since returning to power, he has more influence with a cooperative Congress and a Justice Department that supports his agenda, but his approval remains very low. Analysts say this is a chaotic presidency that could affect his party in upcoming elections. The piece also follows his push to mark a grand independence celebration with public events and bold gestures, a move meant to project power even as critics question the path forward. It shows how he frames the next steps as a test of power in a highly charged political landscape. Loyal supporters around him push impulsive decisions. Approval is low and major issues like war and costs hurt him. He projects a strong, imperial image and uses celebrations to boost status. Health and judgment concerns worry the public. Republicans face tough elections with possible loss of congressional control. Trump at 80. A presidency under strain amid loyalist circles and global tensions. Former President Donald Trump turns 80 amid growing political headwinds. He faces a low approval backdrop, with recent polls placing his support around the mid-30s among the public. He continues to raise the possibility of a third term, a stance that clashes with the constitutional limits and has energized a core group of loyalists within his orbit, while drawing sharp criticism from opponents. Analysts say the combination of internal dynamics and external conflicts has amplified his volatile leadership style. Core changes in governance and decision-making. Experts say Trump's inner circle has become more tightly knit and highly deferential to him. The group's job appears to be to echo his direction with fewer checks from dissenting voices, contrasting with earlier years when alternative views could temper actions. Since January 2025, after a return to the White House, he is said to have consolidated power with a Congress seen as cooperative and a Department of Justice inclined to pursue rivals, creating what some observers describe as an imperial approach to governing. Reports suggest this setup pushes a more impulsive decision process. Domestic and international challenges, diplomatic and economic strains have intensified scrutiny of his leadership. Critics argue that the administration's handling of international conflicts and its aggressive policy signals have unsettled allies and global markets. Analysts note that tariff strategies are sometimes perceived as punitive rather than productive, complicating relations in key regions. The United States has attempted to reassert a global security role, but its gains appear limited, especially in Latin America and the Middle East. A major energy shock linked to Middle East tensions has contributed to higher consumer prices, with gas costs rising substantially since late February, according to industry groups. On the health of U.S. institutions, observers highlight concerns about consistency in policy and the public perception of readiness for high-stakes decisions. A Reuters/Ipsos survey indicated that a majority questioned the president's cognitive fitness and balance, underscoring broader worries about leadership stability during a protracted international conflict. Public opinion and political future. With elections 5 months away, the political landscape remains unsettled for the Republican Party. National sentiment toward the administration's handling of the conflict abroad remains unfavorable, with a sizable portion of the public disapproving of the approach. Yet Trump retains influence within his party, using that leverage to back loyal candidates and sideline veterans who diverge from his agenda. In regional contests, allies have achieved notable primary successes, while other challengers aligned with him have faced defeats, underscoring a complex balance between party loyalty and broader voter sentiment. Conclusion: he faces a presidency defined by image erosion amid internal loyalty dynamics and a perception of an imperial governance style. While a cooperative Congress and a DOJ aligned with his agenda amplify his influence, approval remains dangerously low and the public questions his judgment and readiness in high-stakes decisions. As elections approach, the Republican Party confronts a delicate balance between backing loyalists and appealing to a broader electorate. Bold public gestures and grand demonstrations may project power, but sustained governing credibility will determine the trajectory, whether the party can consolidate gains or suffer losses that reshape its future. Frequently asked questions: how is Trump marking his 80th birthday amid war? He hosts a UFC event in the White House gardens for about 5,000 people, plus a public address. He canceled other shows and will speak to Americans on the day. What mood surrounds this birthday given the ongoing war and his image? His image is worn and chaotic moments stand out. War and age press him, though he still has loyal supporters in the party. Polls show lower overall approval. What do polls say about his mental fitness? Reuters/Ipsos, 51% say his cognitive abilities have deteriorated in the last year, 26% see him as balanced. How could this birthday affect the election and the Republican Party? He commands loyalty and picks candidates he trusts, but national support is wavering. Democrats could gain control of at least one chamber, shaping the next 2 years. What symbols or showmanship surround the celebration? He has plans for a grand White House ballroom worth over $400 million and an 80-meter arch. He's also staging a UFC event, aiming to project strength and leadership.